Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We have this lower self, we have this higher self, but then there's also source. And sometimes I get lost because I don't really love the terminology around lower self, but I also do associate, like, there is a higher self. And sometimes even the boundary between higher self and source to me kind of gets a bit like, are they the same thing? Are they not? And then there's also this connotation that, okay, my higher self must just be my soul. But then it's like, my soul, where does my soul end and where does source start and source? So the question is around those three kind of states. I think it gives us an access point to label them as that lower self, higher self, and source. And maybe you can start to help me get some clarity around, if you can, please, around the lower self, the higher self, and source, and the dynamic between the three, and why they're languaged a certain way.
And we can think of these terms in somewhat of a synonymous way. Like, how does consciousness go on a journey into taking on different forms, identities, archetypes, different energetic embodiments, including the polarities, including masculine, feminine, negative and positive, and all kinds of different abstractions of itself in order to understand how the journey of oneness can really be created. So we individually, I think of the soul as this individuated unit of consciousness or of source. Source being just the amalgamation or embodiment of all conscious forms. All of consciousness is source, animating itself across every single dimension, across this accordion of the universe's hologram. So we, as an individual unit of consciousness going on this journey, are understanding ourselves by moving into the lower dimensional plane to pick up new meanings, which is an interesting way of thinking about it. Because if, let's say, we begin at the higher dimensional plane, if we have a sense of knowing or mastery of what our soul is really here to understand, why move into this lower state of consciousness or this state of amnesia, really, to understand who we are? But that's where it's very fascinating to think about. What if we're actually helping the higher self ascend by experiencing the lower dimensional journey of ascension? What if we have to come here to really put our mastery or awareness into action? What if this is the test where we can have certain awareness at the higher dimensional plane, but can we really use it? Can we really apply it? And that's, I think, a very good way to think about the nature of the spiritual journey. For people that are just getting into spirituality, they're often thinking about, you know, what is this for? Where a lot of people are being initiated into spirituality these days because maybe it's just interesting. They're attracted to the idea, or maybe they want to get something out of spirituality. It's important to think about the difference between using spirituality to augment the lower self's desires versus using it to connect more with the higher self. And there's a very big difference there. This is really the distinction between using spirituality to fuel the spiritual ego, which is just the 3D illusion of being spiritual, versus actually being spiritual, actually moving into a state of mastery, integration, and higher consciousness. And here's the difference. We can really easily start to pin down the distinguishment here, which is in what is the motive behind the use of spirituality? Is it being used to just fuel the self's desires, to give you a sense of entitlement, to give you an ability to get what you want in a sort of deterministic fashion? Or are you using spirituality to understand how to be both in service to self and to others at the same time? Because that is kind of the non-dual relationship that shapes up when we think about ourselves as this non-dual vessel of consciousness. And we should also bring up the point that non-duality, which is something that's thrown around in the spiritual community these days a lot, which is, of course, an ancient teaching which a lot of spiritual work originates in, is somewhat of a paradox if we really think about the nature of non-duality. Because we're in a third dimensional plane, non-duality is something we can only imagine, really think about, as maybe the action of integrating everything in existence to achieve that non-dual place of knowledge and awareness. That's what we can think of as the absolute, the infinite one, that space of higher dimensional awareness, which theoretically gives us the ability to synergize with just that concept. But we are an ego, we're an identity, we're a singular I, which is on a journey to get as close to that as possible, but we're still constantly needing to live in duality, to deal with duality, and to integrate duality. And if we choose to push away from that, we end up just isolating ourselves in a spiritual conceptual reality, where we think we're integrating, we think we're enlightened, but in reality, we're not. And so that's what needs to be thought about. Spirituality is a constant art of choosing to integrate more and more. That's the way that I would really define it. It's a state of choosing to take everything in your reality as a part of yourself by taking responsibility for the entirety of the experience. That includes the role you play in your own suffering. That includes the reality around you. It includes both thoughts and feelings, inner sensations, outer experiences, your motives, your thoughts. And ultimately, the test is how coherent can you really be? Not just in the way that you feel, by making yourself feel good, by embodying certain spiritual principles, but actually, can you be consistent? Can you be congruent inside and out? Can you actually embody your beliefs to the point that there is no inconsistency between what you think, what you feel, and what you do? Because if there is a difference, then you're still lying to yourself. And then we find ourselves in this kind of a loophole where we choose to fortify and expand our spiritual selves, but only creating more of a difference between our ego and that spiritual self that we want to embody in our reality. And I think this is something that is being really brought to the surface collectively right now. A lot of people are realizing that their spiritual practices or spiritual systems, spiritual communities are not actually embodying that kind of oneness that requires congruency inside and out. And that collective ego is being really shown in this dark light, because if it's not integrated, it's still going to lead to more splits, more distortions, where sometimes spiritual people can also maintain falsity and use manipulative tactics. And there's a lot of this Luciferian energy coming through, which is kind of a false light direction, which we need to be very careful about. So true spirituality is a very kind of high frequency direction, which requires us to maintain integrity, to be honest, to be faithful to ourselves and to other people. So there's a very deep moral underpinning, which is also brought to the surface here. We need to think about really our value system. And spirituality has to be integrated, not just in the way that we treat ourselves, in the way that we, you know, deal with our immediate reality, the things and the people that are important to us, but also in the world at large. So I feel one of the breakthroughs that can happen on a spiritual journey is we experience profound empathy for the entire reality. We realize actually in that fifth dimensional way of looking at the world, we are not separate from anyone or anything, which means when you deal with any situation that provokes pain or you see injustice or you feel someone else is suffering, you start to feel that is part of the collective wound. That's part of your own body of consciousness because you're experiencing it for a reason. This is Mother Earth as like one conscious organism that has different aspects of it, which are still crying to be seen, that are still wounded. And it's part of our collective responsibility to think about how can we address those woundings. Only by feeling that pain can we actually acknowledge the need for it to be addressed. And so part of what's happening spiritually, which is actually fragmenting right now, an interesting new tendency that I'm seeing is that there are people in spirituality that are not choosing to address that kind of suffering, that are not feeling others' pain, that are numb to the reality that also needs to be integrated. Because if they were to go there, they would also realize what in them is wounded, what in them is not allowing them to even experience empathy, emotional truth, and deep integration. So really, this is not an easy journey. Everything needs to be integrated, including the shadow aspects and everything that's painful to really take as part of you.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.